I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we travel up to the Webster Game Fish and Parks. Brian Blackwell, biologist. And Brian, as far as the spawning operation, what lakes in northeast South Dakota are you guys working?
Yeah, we have crews at Long Lake, Swan, Indian Springs, as well as Middle Lynn and Lynn Lake. So we're spread out pretty good this year trying to get some walleye eggs.
Now, any of the males or females totally ripe that you've spawned out yet?
Yeah, we're starting to see some fish that are ready to spawn. Actually, we took some eggs yesterday on Long Lake, probably close to 3 million, I would say, down there. We spawned 37 females, as well as over on Indian Springs, the crew over there, I think, spawned 14 fish. And then up on Lynn, we have 11 fish that are ripe, ready to spawn, and we'll spawn those today. Hopefully, we get some more to go with them. But up on Lynn and Middle Lynn, they have a few ripe females, but so far they're just starting to catch some females, and the male catch really went up. So that's an indication that, you know, things are about ready to happen up there probably.
On Long Lake, are most of those walleyes females over 20 inches?
Yeah, they're right around 20 inches. You know, I'm surprised we're not seeing bigger fish than we have so far. Most of the fish are, I'd say, in that 3 to 4 or 5 pound bracket. Just haven't seen any real big fish yet. Hopefully they're yet to come, but, you know, they're healthy, they're good-looking fish. We should be able to get, you know, a fair amount of eggs out a long way.
Well, you know, my recollection the last 10 days is it seems like it's been cloudy most of those days. The wind switches, but it's been hard. So water temps, what are they ranging at?
Yeah, when we get to the lakes in the morning, they've been right around, you know, 42, and by the time we leave, you know, mid 43 or so. By the afternoon, probably late in the afternoon, we're probably up to 45. And that's surface water. So, you know, it's early. Things should really get going the next 2 days. We're looking at, you know, upper probably 70 degrees. So things are going to really start warming up. Plus this wind is going to mix it up pretty good. So I would expect by this weekend we're going to be full, pretty heavy into the spawn.
I just talked to Chuck Krause, and he had his first fishing trip in the Morro up there across the river from Mobridge. And he said the Game Fish and Parks had a lot of nets in there. He didn't see any workers yesterday. Are they looking at a little bit cooler water temps out there than here, or about the same?
You know, I haven't heard their water temps, but I did. They did say they're probably not going to be spawning until probably the beginning of next week. So I would assume they're a little bit cooler based on that. So yeah, they do have nets, you know, in the Cheyenne as well as the Moreau. They're going to spawn probably in the Cheyenne. In the Moreau, I think they're just tagging walleyes over there right now.
Well, as far as fishing, by boat or by shore, when they can get out, is anything happening up in Day County?
All I'm hearing is a little bit of shore activity. In the evenings, they're catching some fish. You know, you can find a good calm place, get out of the wind, and do some casting in the evenings. I think you can catch some fish. Really haven't heard of too much boat activity. Like I say, that wind's just been too tough on most places to get out.
Now, do you think the southeast region, I'll be talking to Dave Lucchese here pretty soon, but it should be a little bit warmer water down there?
I would think so. I know they did not take any walleye eggs yesterday, so I don't know whether it was just they didn't catch the fish or what, but I'm sure Dave will be able to help you on that. But yeah, I would think, you know, they're a little warmer than us. We should see them start taking some eggs as well here soon.
I imagine Bitter and Wabay will take a lot of the brunt of the fishing pressure this spring, along with, you know, Blue Dog, Enemy, maybe even Horseshoe some, but that Opitz Lake. Any other lakes you think might take off this spring?
You know, there's, you know, a lot of our lakes we got good walleye populations in right now, and it seems like every summer it's a different lake that kind of takes off. Like you said, Bitter Lake, it'll be probably the most pressure. People are going to go there wanting to catch their quick four fish. But after that, they're going to spread around. You know, Reeds will play, probably have a good walleye bite, I would think, for those wanting to catch and release fish. But yeah, there's Pickerel would be another one that might be a good choice to steer after walleye. There's decent numbers in there. But I think about any lake you try, you're going to catch some fish right now.
How about as far as antelope? It seems like the walleyes in there are nice, and it really hasn't done much last summer or this winter. That might be a good choice.
Right. I would think antelope would be a good one. Your chances of catching a bigger fish are pretty high right now. So, antelope's definitely one worth trying.
Well, Brian Blackwell, thank you, and good luck with your spawning operation.
Thank you.
Brian Blackwell Webster with the Game Fish and Parks. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls area Game Fish and Parks office. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, I know first of all, before fishing, let's talk about the spawning operation. What lakes are you in, and have you accomplished any egg taking yet?
You know, we right now have nets in Albert and in Lake Sinai, and then in Long Lake for perch just south of Lake Madison there. And we're seeing quite a few fish on Lake Sinai, a lot of nice fish. Most of the females are still green. We've only had one or two ripe fish. So seems like they're still not ready there, but I would think within the next couple days they would be. The nets in Albert, catches aren't real high, but the fish we're catching are nice, and the males are fat, and two, probably up to 4 pounds. The females we're catching are bigger yet, you know, a lot of 3 to 5 pound fish. And 2 days ago we had 4 ripe fish, and yesterday just 2, and yesterday about 2 dozen green fish or pre-spawn fish. So my guess is it's all going to happen here within the next 7-8 days, and hopefully we'll be able to take some eggs.
Well, weather permitting today, when that wind cranks, you'd probably have to be working for sure any south end of any lakes.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to, right when we get there, get any nets that are exposed, have wind exposure checked, and then move on to the other side. But yeah, it's been the windiest spring I can remember. Working conditions have been pretty tough.
Are you doing any operations in the Highway 81 ponds at all for spawning?
You know, we set a test net in East Highway 81 Lake and didn't have much success catching fish. So we pulled that operation. We also had a net in West Oakwood and didn't see a lot of fish there. We did see fish, but not a lot of fish there, and so we pulled that operation too.
Do you ever try anything in the Sioux River?
You know, we haven't. I think the Sioux River definitely has some walleyes in it, but my guess is the population is somewhat limited and pretty spread out.
As far as fishing now, are any hot spots from boat or shore casting? Any lakes giving up fish?
You know, there's a few spots. Fishing, I wouldn't say, has been fast, and typically during the spawn, it can be kind of tough. But the Big Sioux River at Landrieu and Canton has slowed down some. They're still picking up a few fish, a few northerns, a few walleyes, but that's definitely slowed down. There's a spot south of Brookings. The fishing isn't fast, but some guys have picked up some big walleyes there just over the last couple days. Just fishing under the bridges, so that's been decent. Lake Sinai has been good all spring. I haven't heard a recent report, but the guys going out in boats and some of the folks wader fishing have caught nice fish. The Oakwoods, about a week ago, the Oakwoods hit pretty good. East Oakwood did. They caught both walleyes and northern pike. I was out there on Saturday. It was pretty windy. Had a pike and saw somebody catch a walleye. But talking to the locals around there, they said things had slowed down a little bit. Other lakes in the area, Goldsmith, we really haven't heard anything on. Down at Madison, there's actually been a bite. Lake Herman's had a walleye bite. And Lake Madison, they're catching a lot of fish there, a lot of smaller walleyes in that 12 to 14-inch class.
Nothing out of Henry or Thompson?
You know, I haven't heard much on Thompson. I got one report from a guy who was out there about a week ago and didn't have much luck. Henry, I did hear a report that they were picking up a few fish out there this spring, and those are definitely nice fish there, too. They're they're bigger fish, at least the ones we saw when we were doing our netting, trying to collect some fish for contaminant sampling. Quite a few fish in that, I'd say, 2 to 5 pound class.
Well, good. Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Well, now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks. Bryce McVicker, conservation officer. And I guess, first of all, a new ramp in the parking going into Goose Lake. Any idea how that's progressing? I haven't been down there in a couple weeks.
Well, we should be breaking ground on it in the next couple weeks, I would think. Yeah, we're just kind of getting everything surveyed and getting a plan together right now. But we should be breaking ground here pretty soon. As far as when it's going to be available for use, we're going to try to establish grass in the parking lot before we start letting units park in there. So it could be a while before we get grass established. We're not exactly sure on a timeline, but we're looking at possibly June, probably July, before we're getting a whole lot of use out of the ramp, depending on how fast we can get grass established in there to let people park on it.
Area lakes, you know, weather permitting, boat or shore, maybe Goose Lake, any other lakes in this county giving up some walleyes?
Yeah, like you said, Goose Lake's been good. The other place we've seen a bunch of people is Long Lake. Most of that traffic and pressure has been on the north end of Long, wader fishermen, a couple boats on the south end of Long. And I guess while we're talking about Long Lake, the fisheries crew out of Webster has been spawning walleye on Long Lake. So we've had a couple calls in the office that there is boats north of the fishing closure. So if you keep seeing boats for the rest of this week wondering, or not the fishing closure, excuse me, the boating closure.
Yeah.
So if you see people on the north end of the lake, it's our fisheries crew spawning walleye.
Well, it's good that people are keeping an eye on that.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Speaking about that, have you had any trouble lately in the outdoors, poaching or other crimes?
Well, we did. Last week we received a tips call through our 1-800 number of an individual that found a dead deer on a game production area that we call Ekman. It's up by the Dakota Sioux Casino and just west of the Sioux Conifer Tree Nursery. And we drove up there, found the deer to be fresh, and recently shot with a high-powered rifle. At this time, we're asking the public for any assistance that they can provide us with a lead that would lead us to the arrest of the subjects that did that. If you give us a call on that tips hotline, 1-888-OVERBAG, or call me directly at the Watertown office, and we would certainly appreciate it.
Timeline, any idea what day it may have been shot?
Last week, probably between Thursday at noon and Saturday morning.
Okay, good. Thank you, Bryce. And the Watertown officer, the tip line.
Correct.
Other lakes in Cottington County, I happened to get out and boat for the first time on Lake Impesca last night, a couple sub-14-inchers, one 15-inch walleye in the northern. The lake's really riled up, not a lot of clarity to it, 45-degree water temp, but mainly shore fishermen. Any other places giving up fish in Clark, Hamlin, or Cottington County?
Clark has a bunch of areas that have been doing really good. Casey Slough, Indian Springs, Dry Lake 2, Dry Lake 1, Reed, Bailey's, they've all been really productive over there. As far as Cottington County goes, Dry Lake hasn't been too bad from shore. Blythe has been fairly decent. A lot of those fish are over 20. Hamlin County's been pretty quiet so far. We keep thinking that Lake Ponset's going to pick up one of these days, and I think as it gets nicer, we're going to start seeing lots of boats down there, but shore fishing's been relatively quiet on Ponset so far this year.
Anything on Lake Pelican? Any fisherman, boat, or shore that you've talked to or heard of?
Not really any boats yet. We are seeing shore fishermen and pretty limited success so far.
And as far as other things going around or irritants or problems, other than the deer poaching, been pretty good?
Yeah, everything else has been pretty good. Just a reminder that you can only have one fish over 20 inches. We've got a couple bodies of water like Blythe and Long where a large majority of those fish being caught are between 20 and 22 inches, and it's important to make sure you measure those fish before you take them home.
Bryce McVicker, Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head out to the Pier Fort Pier area. Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait. And first of all, up above, maybe boaters for walleyes in the Cheyenne, salmon fishermen or northern fishermen from shore, what's going on?
Well, there's been not much traffic, maybe one boat or two trying for salmon. I haven't heard of any being caught yet. And the northerns are running really good right now. I weighed in a 19 and a 15 yesterday. The people were really happy. And I had some people, which when you can get out, when wind permitting, some nice catches in the Cheyenne, but kind of got to go a ways to get there. Because Bush's Landing is closed right now. They say they got to dredge that all out, so that could take some time. Guys been running to Sutton Bay and then run the 18 miles one way to get to the Cheyenne.
Wow.
But I've heard of 10, 12, and a lot of nice fish. Some of the local guys been going there, and they're catching beautiful fish. So the future this year looks very good.
Hey, Dan, is that the one they call Foster Bay?
No, Foster Bay is way back in the Cheyenne.
Yeah, that's closed, too. No boat travel because it's shallow. It's it's come up 3 foot siltation, so they removed the dock. If people out there don't know, that's from the Game Fish and Parks and a press release.
Yep.
Northerns from shore, they haven't spawned, have they?
Nope. And they got a big contest out of the outpost on Saturday. We'll see how they do, but I think it's going to be kind of wet. We need the rain, though.
Yep, yes, we do. How about the walleye fishermen? Are they traveling very far below the dam?
You don't have to. You can start at the Stilling Basin or the boulders, work down to the bridges and the bluffs, and then on down to Farm Island, Antelope Creek, all the way to Fort George, plus some really good catches at West Bend, so...
In the night, the dam is, are releases increasing at all?
Oh, they're up maybe about 16,000 now, but still just a trickle.
Is there a nighttime bite of pitching floating plugs on weights or anything up there for walleyes?
Not so much that, but guys are going up with just a simple jig and minnow and some artificial plugs and doing well right about sundown toward and a little while after dark.
Dan, have you guys had any measurable precip at all in the last couple of weeks?
Nope, not at all. We're hoping it's going to cut into fishing time, but we're hoping it looks favorable for showers in the next 4 or 5 days.
Are they out working the fields, a lot of guys?
Oh, yeah, we're kind of behind around here, but... the surface is dry, but there's good subsoil moisture, but that can go away in a hurry with the way the wind's been blowing.
Well, Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait in the Pier Fort Pier area, thank you. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.